Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, podcast producer and radio personality. And this message is for businesses in the local area. Did you know that today 100% of the population is 100% comfortable listening to voices? 73% of that 100% are full-time employees. Well, not only that, 83% of that 100% have at least $75,000 in their bank account. Are you looking to promote and articulate your system, scale your training, and scale your value? May I ask you a question? Are you tired of using a shotgun, spraying the entire world with your value, with just one post and one video, only to hit a fraction of your target? To be a helper is to be a cowboy. And I'm Cowboy 347. Take this sniper rifle. Let me syndicate your business-to-business podcast where you can boost your interpersonal marketing. Articulate to your client avatar a compelling offer through strategic content planning and boosting your marketing with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time. To be an entrepreneur is to be in sport. And we all should be trying to find something to do before something to do finds you. I'm Cowboy 347. Let's go. Yes, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I want to say before I get started, I would like to communicate that in order to deliver high quality education and business performance to our ideal target audience and target market, I just ask of you to subscribe, like, share, and download. To allow there to be more of an initiative to deliver to you guys top shelf information. To be a cowboy is to be a helper, and to be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. I'm here today as the owner of the Ranch 1922 Company to build this marketing permission experience through the podcast to talk to our ideal client avatar, potentially, hypothetically, and technically, to be a part of our grand opening, to be a part of our innovation, to be a part of the conversation when it comes to understanding that business is to serve. And I'm looking to create an experience that serves the community and solves a problem for the community that gives people inspiration, that gives them human flourishing, that gives them quality and experience all in one, right? And to do that, I want to give you guys access, you know, somewhat to the blueprint so that we can have a conversation and a dialogue. So with that, next week, I will be doing a live stream. And this is for the general Washington, D.C., DuPont Circle, Maryland, Baltimore, the DMV area, anybody that's out there. I am looking to have conversations with you. I will schedule the live stream. Be a part of the live stream. Come in. Let's have a discussion. Let's create a discussion board that can allow us to bounce ideas off one another that can be implemented, you know, in terms of brain dumping, implementing, right, the details into the final product. But now, with that, there is on the back end as a coffee crop farmer, right? And using my genius to educate my demographic on that aspect of business as well. But I want to have a conversation with you. So join the live stream next week. Let's have a conversation on things that we want to see happen in this coffee shop that's coming to your community. And as I explain to you the mission and vision, right, the clarity statement, the business plan, I hope that you understand that I am coming to the community to help inspire and uplift others, right, to become courageous in entrepreneurship and brand development. So with that, today's episode is going to be talking about that, in fact, the business plan and avoiding the closing year. So ladies and gentlemen, the goal of avoiding the closing year is to, you know, really create an intimate, intentional, and descriptive layout of who our client avatar is, okay? Which can, I might have explained or expressed myself about this early on, but I would like to just get into the formation of alignment so that I know how to connect and then really explode this thing, right? For longevity purposes, right? For wholesaling franchising purposes, right? And talking about what that looks like in terms of client avatar, right? The marketing design, the furniture, the where are we opening at in terms of the location and importance of that? What is the sample menu? What are we proposing? What is the combinations that's going to come along with the coffee? What does the community need? Now, the goal also is to survey the competitor, not to compete, but let's see where there is some things where we can collaborate on that can create a leveraging experience when it comes to the community, right? Focusing on the exterior and interior design, you know, do we want to be a walk-in? Do we want to be a cart? Do we want to be a three to five seater? Does it want to be a lounge? How we're going to articulate the true design? What is the color scheme? What is the ambiance? What is the vibe going to look like? How do we track? What is the logo? Right? What is the uniform? Right? And as I specified in a prior episode, I talk about how I want the wholesale brand, not the coffee shop, but the wholesale brand to be almost in comparison as the private company Black Dog. So what are you saying, cowboy? This is what I'm saying. The business plan will be articulated in these discussion boards. Like, I'm serious. Like, this is how we're going to do this. We're going to create the waiting list. We're going to create the surveys. We're going to have the discussion boards. And I want you guys to be a part of the discussion board. And I want to talk about the business plan. I want to be a pioneer in the industry of coffee from what I've learned and the education behind it and what it truly means, and articulating how important that coffee has been to the economy and history, right, of our world. So the business plan is to create something that can give us tunnel vision to see through the noise. What is our strategy? What is our SWOT analysis? What's our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, right? And try to gauge a relationship with the community so that this brand can grow up with generations. So that it won't just be a family brand for my family, but it'll be a family brand intergenerationally for years to come in the community. Now, being in Massachusetts, I've seen so many businesses in small communities that literally has passionate grandparents, passionate elders coming and being a part of annual events fiscally. I'm talking about quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four, fiscal events, and you seeing great grandparents coming out and being a part of the lecture, being a part of the fundraiser, being part of the charity, being part of the message that's trying to be sent to the next generation or the town in general for that year, right? And I would like to articulate that with you guys so that we can take the DNA and the genetics of that and really focus on true concept, right? The vision. Lord, this is Cowboy 347 and it's 2024. May I ask you a couple of questions? Do you feel like you're called to ministry? As an individual, do you know you have a voice, but you also know that you're not being heard? Are you an undiscovered genius, all because you don't have time to spend on anything else but posting, opposed to actual production? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a helper, and I'm Cowboy 347. Please, let me help you. Through my syndication platform, NC347, we will unpack all the strenuous tasks of ID3 tagging, audio production, audio editing, which requires 24-hour turnaround, removal of ums and ahs, but most importantly, posting your content on all the well-known national syndication platforms. Can I make a suggestion? Create, don't wait. Through our partnership, we will discover your sweat equity and make you a beacon of light. It's better to find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord. Right? The problem, our team, how resourceful are we going to be? Right? Who are we going to partner with? Who is the target market? And what is the density, right, that we're looking to operate at in terms of whether it's going to be residential or the downtown area? Right? What makes us uniquely qualified? What is the study that we're going to put out there that's going to allow us to understand, allow the community to know what makes us different? Our equipment, our startup capital, right? How are we going to market differently? How are we going to license? What are we really going to focus on? And this is what's going to allow us to prevent a closing year. We want to avoid a closing year. The Ranch 1922 is going to be a coffee shop that's going to create a quality experience, I promise you. And there will be no way around it, right? Because we are intentional on every aspect, knowing our numbers, right? Knowing our numbers, knowing our strategy, knowing our form, knowing our client avatar, knowing our market, knowing our targets. Truly understanding our concept and really threading this thing and rooting this thing and almost like seeding the coffee itself and germination, and we're building soldiers, right, before we actually get to the point of being able to plant an actual coffee tree. Art imitates life and life imitates art, right? Man, I hope somebody hears this podcast because this is entrepreneurship at the highest level. ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor. Assist with getting this message out there. Like, comment, subscribe. By you subscribing, this will allow there to be more of a quality experience when tuning in to this podcast and being able to take this notation to the epitome of his testimony so that somebody can be inspired by the quality of this branding. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. To be a cowboy is to be a helper.